We bless you. You may be seated. It's a good thing to procure the blessings of the Father and to understand what He is actually and literally doing. I'm glad to know Him. And I'm not talking about in some form of ritualism or some religion. I know Him because my sins and the power of sin has no authority over me. This is a generation that doesn't have much peace. Do you understand why we don't have the peace of Yahweh resting upon us, Yeshua? Scripture tells us. He tells us, first of all, He will keep those in perfect peace whose mind are stayed on Him. Now, there's more to that as well. Why? Because they trust Him. This is a generation that truly doesn't trust Yahweh. Because when it trusts Him, we will obey Him. And we're not a generation that is willing to abandon ourselves to obey Him. So He will give us perfect peace. And we will have that shalom, the Shabbat shalom, that restful peace. We keep our minds stayed on Him. And that is that His truths course our minds. And our directions come by Him. And we take comfort in that because we trust Him. This is a generation that doesn't trust Yahweh. They don't trust His name. And people literally fight against that often. They fight against it all the time. I say to you all, saints, if there is no validity to His name, then there is no validity to the Scripture. It is something how man would debate the name and say His name is Jesus, which has no origin in any kind of Aramaic writings, and yet they deny the name of the Father. And if there is no way to enunciate His name and to pronounce it, then whole Scripture is a lie. That's it. It has no truth. As the Arabics would say, those of the Hebraic origin, if there is no name, there is nothing. So if Yahweh has no name, then He is nothing. I was looking at an internet site. It was talking about the different gods. As Brother Allen and I were looking, I said, isn't that something? That it talks about God in the same breath that it talks about the gods and spells it the same way it spells Yahweh. G-O-D, capital G-O-D, and it talks about the gods of the flies with the capital G-O-D. How can that be the Father? How can that be Yahweh? He is specific. Everything has a name. Everything. Every one of us in here, we all have names. And so the Father also. And His name is not Lord's. It is not God. He is real. His spirit is not like a wicked spirit. That is why truly it is the Kodesh Ruach. It is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Power of Almighty Yahweh. I speak English, yet our language is a language that is a melting pot of all kinds of dialects. Over 100 different dialects compose the English language. So which dialect of tongue do you use to express yourself in the English jargon? This is the mindset of this generation because they deny the Father. You can't deny the Father and have Messiah. He did not come in the name of Jesus, Jesus, a Latin name. He came in the Father's name. There was a young man, I know he's a young man. He wrote me a letter. He said, I like the things that you have. They're very inspiring, what he was actually saying. He said, but I want to ask you one question. He said, if the Son said He came in the Father's name, would not His name be Yahweh Shua? You see, he doesn't even know what he's saying. I wrote the young man back and answered his question quite easily. I did. Now, that is what the salvation of Yahweh is. It is the Yahshua, the Yahshak. And He wants us to know who saves us. Not some God. And not some religious thing but it is Him. And there's one thing that we must understand in this hour, that His name is vitally important unto Him. And He's going to restore that unto Him. Now, I know what some of the pagans will say, that that is the name of the moon god and all kinds of things. And yet they can identify, they say the name of Yahweh is the name of a moon god, and yet they cannot determine the pagan origin of the name Jesus. Why is it pagan? Because I told you why. The heathens have given Him that name. And they were idolatrous in their worship. They didn't know Yahweh. And so the heathens gave Him that name. And it is a pagan, and it is pagan in its origin. Has nothing to do with expressing the power of Yahweh. And that is what must be expressed in this hour. His power, His anointing. And that is not a small thing, saints. It isn't. Men say, well, how can we know absolutely that His name is expressed that way? How do you know absolutely that the Scripture is Scripture? How do you know absolutely that you can trust that thing in your hand? Well, I believe it. There are those that believe the Quran. They believe all holy writings, as they will call them. They are not holy writings. They are writings of darkness. They have been administered by the hands of hell. That's why the doctrines of the earth do not promote Yahweh. It doesn't promote the Father. It is a self-absorbed type doctrine. It is all about self. And this one that they have painted as the Messiah, He's given over unto their frivolous lusts and their greeds. And He is given over unto their conformity. And that's not so. And that's why, man, today there is no comfort in Scripture today, because their minds are on everything but Scripture. I believe that Yahweh will give any man that perfect place of peace, that serenity, any sister, where their minds or the mind is on the things of Yahweh. When the mind is cumbersome with the things of the world, your mind, you will not have peace. And a peace is a great comfort and a confidence in knowing who you serve. And there is an ecstasy of joy because you know that He is your watchman. And knowing who He is, having fear of Him, and that has more than the meaning of reverence. It means tremble in His presence, to fall prostrate in the presence of Yahweh. It has more than just that narrow meaning. It has a variant of meanings. You don't come before the King without any fear and honor. And it means to honor with great reverence, to acknowledge Him, to acknowledge the King. You're in the presence of the King, and when you stand in the presence of the King, you acknowledge Him. Now, I'm not caught up in religious doctrines. I bless you always for that, because He never allowed me to be given over unto that. That is to come to men when they began to walk in error of the truth. Even in my ignorance, it was not according to what I had or had not. It was according to the desire, what I had in my heart. And that is to know Him. And when a man desires to know Him fully, He will bring him to that revelation of truth. There were many that followed Messiah, but they didn't know the Father. There were many that saw the mighty works of Almighty Yahweh in that, and they testified that no man could do this unless I know what King says. Isn't that amazing? Because they exalt the name of King James. Well, the King James says, well, what does the King say? Isn't this an ignorant generation? If King James' name is exalted in every religious circle, then who is the King of the Scripture? Who was the King that Messiah came from under the authority or the kingship of that King? Who is He? And yet they will reverence King James. And yet the mighty King, they say, well, He is just a king. Well, what is His name? You know King James. You know He was a king. Most folks don't even know what the king of. Most folks don't know anything about that. They really don't. And that's how ignorant we are. We just don't know because we're not willing to know. We are the most dumbest people upon the face of the earth because we're willing just to receive anything. That's why you always say study. You open the Scriptures. You search and you seek. I said, if you have a true man of Yahweh with you, he will open up scriptures to you, and you will dig for the great jewels and the riches of the scripture. And if he's not a true man of Yahweh, he will not open up scripture to you. He opens up the mysteries. Well, it may not be the revelation of the mystery, he will open up the mystery. There is a difference between opening up the mystery and the revelation of the mystery. The mystery of Messiah, of Almighty Yahweh in flesh, that was opened up. But the revelation of that great mystery, still man don't understand that. So that's why they're trying to make him separate from the Father. And give him his own identity. He had one identity. His identity was to exalt and to exude Almighty Yahweh. And that is his name. It is not some pagan deity. When a man comes to that knowledge of truth, then he rejects that. He rejects the authority of Yahweh. Listen to me. If we can't know his name today, then that's a pack of lies there. That book you have is a pack of lies. Who wrote it? King James? Is he the author? He interpreted it. Did he? Were the words spoken by Yahweh interpreted by the carnal, fleshly power of man? Or was it done by the Spirit? It was done by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. There were devout holy men that the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them and they wrote. It was not done by their intellectual knowledge. It was not done that way. It was not done by their association to the religious establishment of that day. So there has to be a validity of a name that we must identify with. And it's not God. It's not God. He is not God. I'm telling you. That is a false expression of the Father. It is a false expression. The only thing can express his power. Can I tell you? I will tell you the only thing that expresses the power, his might, his personality, only one thing, and that's his name. Nothing else. His name is who he is. That's the only thing. You can identify with any title because there were things that even the men did in the Isaiah and Ezekiel. And yet they expressed this mighty presence. And everything that was expressed of him, his name, Yahweh Rapha. He is my healer. Well, who is your healer? Who? Who heals you? Yahweh. Well, Messiah. Well, when did the healing begin? Did it just start when Messiah came? It didn't start when he came. Name what he look what he did with Moshe. Stick your hand in your bosom. But life was full of leprosy. Who did that healing? He has a name. And his name is, he's not going to continue with this generation that denies that. He's not going to play with him. This is a religious whore. It has no love for Yahweh. A whore has no love for no one. She is a religious whore. There's nothing like a religious, self-righteous whore. Nothing like that. Nothing. When you become so steeped in your whore's doctrines, your emotions and your feelings, and it go astray from the word of Yahweh, that is a whore. Because a wife, she has rules, and she's governed by rules. She's governed by her head. A whore is not governed by the head. She has no head. She is not subject to a head. Not at all. Not one bit at all. But a wife is. A wife is. But not a whore. And so that is what has happened in this generation. This whore has twisted the minds of many, and we were all a part of it. When those whore doctrines, as you always spoke to my heart, he said, many things that you're going to have to look at, son. I have to study carefully. I have to revisit those things, doctrines that have been taught that are far from the truth. Not the doctrines of Yahweh. They're not. Everything, bless him. I said to the brothers today, everything in Scripture is relevant today, from Genesis Bereshit to Revelation. I said, even sacrifices. Not that we sacrifice any dead or animal to Yahweh. We sacrifice our thanksgivings, our joy. Why? Because what Messiah did was a mighty thing. I said, can you imagine if we were poor? What would it cost you to buy a heifer? You go to the auction, the heifer costs more than the cow. You get a young heifer, she may weigh 500 pounds or 600. She may cost more than an 800 pound cow. And so knowing that we're not under that bondage whereby having a sheep
or lamb, or goat without spot, or blemish, or heifer. The Messiah fulfilled that. And so by Him fulfilling that, we give great praises of thanksgivings and offerings unto the Father for that mighty victory. That we do not have to do those things today. And so that's why our hearts ought to be glad, filled with joy. I'm not talking about this pseudo joy and this false joy. I'm talking about that which is real. I'm not talking about that pseudo look, that false look. I'm talking about that which is real. And when that which is real, it gives a burning power, or it represents this burning, fervent power of Almighty Yahweh. It does. The heart loves truth. And it wants truth above all things. It doesn't want anything that is false. It wants truth. And how is the heart prepared? See, we won't even allow Yahweh to prepare our hearts. And that's the fault with many today. The hearts are not prepared. What do you mean? Well, Yahweh established the heart with firmness. And the only way He established anything is with judgment. He established it with judgment. Well, how did He establish us as being sons? By judgment. He judged us. And those are the things that we reject of the Father because we don't want Him to judge us. And so that's why the heart of man is not truly established today. And the heart of man must truly be established, and it's only established by Yahweh. He is the only one that can prepare the heart of a man. And yet, in the midst of that preparation, let me say this. You know, there's an old proverb. I've heard it in the Negro community, and I'm quite sure in the Caucasian community. It says this, quote, God help only those that helps themselves. Now, if you haven't heard that, then something is wrong. I've heard that. God only help those that help themselves. You see, the scriptures of Yahweh never says that. It never. And the only way a man's heart is going to be prepared, let me tell you something, saints. I want to tell you this. It's not going to be prepared because you say, well, I hear that, I believe it, I'll wait on God to help me to understand. No. That is not what He told the assembly of Ephesus, and Pergamos, and Laodicea, and Smyrna. He said this to every last one of them. He said, you that have ear, you that have ear. He said, he that hath ear, let hear. And that's what He said. He said, you let that one. You that have ear, let him hear. What the Kudus Ruah, the Spirit, saith unto the assembly. And so when a man has ear, he will hear what Yahweh says. The thing of it is, we don't have ear. We don't have spiritual ear. Our ears are not spiritual. We have carnal ear, and we know they are carnal ear because the ears, because it's given over unto every kind of thing that is full of carnality. Every kind of vile, wicked thing it is, gossiping and frivolity and folly and frivolity, it is not of Yahweh. The idle talk and the fellowship of idle wickedness, it is not of Yahweh. He said, you that have ear. Well, if God doesn't help me, He said, you that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. You that have the desire and the love to know, hear what I speak. Well, I'm not sure if that is of the Father. I'll just wait on Him and see if it's so. It is one thing that you will know the dynamics of His truth. It brings about a judgment unto you. It actually begins with you and show you the very nature of your hearts and the reins of your heart. It shows you what controls your heart. What controls your heart today? Tell me. Is it your emotions? Your feelings? Was it based upon the pure dynamics of the word of Yahweh? Is it the truth? Is it what thus saith Yahweh? Is it what I say? He is not going to change for any of us. In all of your hypocrisy, He is not going to change. He's not going to convert his ways to your satisfaction. There must be a conformity in your life. You must conform to His ways. There must be a radical change in your life. You're not led by your flesh. You're not guided by your flesh, your emotions, or your own inspiration. It must be the inspired truth of Yahweh that lead us into His presence. And you will know whether it's His inspired truth. You will know whether Yahweh inspires it. Because it will cut to your bone. It will show you your sins.
You know that. It is one thing about his name, men shows their blasphemy and their hatred for Yahweh. They call on pagan deities because their hearts are not prepared to hear the truth. You must have ear to hear. And when you have ear to hear, you must hear what thus saith Yahweh. You must know that it's him speaking. How do I know? How do I have the witness? There ought to be a witness in our soul. Messiah said that he will not leave us comfortless. And he told us who he would pray to. Do you all hear me? He told us who he would pray to. He said, I will pray to the Father. Who is his Father? If he had a name, what is his Father's name? Let the name be Jesus. What is the Father's name? You tell me the Father's name is not as important as the Son? For there is no Son without the Father. You can have no creation without the Father. There is no birth without the Father. So you tell me that the Son's name is that vitally important and the Father's name has no legitimacy in this hour? That is a debacle from hell. The name of Shaitan has carried its identity throughout the world. Everywhere you go is pronounced that way. You may say Satan, Shaitan, Shaitan, but it's Shaitan. They know him. And yet the very beauty of the Father's name has been totally eradicated. And men say, well, we don't know the Annunciation. And yet they know the Annunciation of Shaitan's name. He was there in the beginning when Yahweh began to create all things. Was he not? And you tell me the Father has no name? He came to a people that because he knew their customs. He knew their traditions. He understood because he is the creator of language. The Hebraic. The Shemite language. Not Semite, Shemite language. He knew what it would do. He knew what it would spring forth. He knew it was an exact language. And there would be no doubt. It's because of the corruption of the pens of the scribes. And they corrupt the thing. And that's what the scribes are doing today. They're corrupting thing. And the Pharisees and the priests, they're doing that today. Men are their own priests. They're their own priests. They minister unto themselves according to their own sin. It's all right. It's not all right. And woe unto us. The heart of man must be established and prepared by Yahweh. It can't be established by nothing else. It cannot be established by meat, food, but it must be established by the Father. And the Father knows how to establish the hearts of man. We have done a sorry job establishing our own hearts. That's why they are still very deceitful. And they are very desperately wicked. They will do wicked things. They love wicked pleasures, and they desire wicked pleasures. That ought not to be. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. You can find you any kind of charlatan you want to satisfy your flesh. That's fine. Find that. But it's to the destruction and the death of your soul. For the soul that sinneth shall die. Who do we sin against? Who is the one that we sin against? Who is he? It is the Father. It is the Father. And when we deny the Son, we sin against the Father. And the Son came with a profound witness. That I witness of the strength of the Father. In a way that I will tell you his name. And that you shall know it. And in the understanding of that name, you will understand every righteous law. And every statute that Yahweh established and the purpose of it. For this established the heart of the people today. And man today doesn't want his heart established. Not in the love of Yahweh and the truth and the judgment. He wants it established in filthiness and folly and sin. You're not going into the kingdom. And for some reason we think that Yahweh is a liar. I believe what scripture says. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And only one that is truly his servants loves it. If you're not a servant, you don't love it. A servant will find refuge and comforts in that. The reason that this nation and the generation is so bombarded, they have no ability to praise Yahweh. They are succumbed to the power of the flesh. It is because of sin. Their hearts are wicked. It's filthy. I don't care what you're going through. Messiah went through a great agony. In the midst of that garden of Gethsemane. And he cried out unto the Father. He knew he was praying to you. And Messiah even warned us, as Shaul writes, to consider Messiah that endured such contradictory of sinners. Unless you become weary, you get tired of it. In your mind, you began to faint. I'm tired of hearing that. I don't want to hear that. And that is this generation has become weary with hearing truth. And truth begins to burden them down. Why? Because the heart is not prepared. The heart doesn't love truth. There's no aspiration. The heart is not in love with truth. It loves everything but truth. It despises truth. So there is no love affair with truth today. No whatsoever. And without that love affair, without any ordinance, without any government and restraint in the heart of man, then Yahweh can never establish his heart. And he must establish our hearts today. He's not going to allow you to do that if you are his. He must do that. Well, how does he do it? Well, he do it by establishing government. And laws, restrictions, and regulations. This generation doesn't like regulations. In dress, morality, or anything. It doesn't like that. There's no restraint that the flesh, no flesh will give in or submit to that restraint. That's why you have continuous battles with the Father. That's why we that are sons of Yahweh, we're not led by the flesh. For they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of Yahweh. What is the Spirit? Well, Messiah says, you're no more my servants. I'm going to call you friends. For a servant knoweth not what his hope, his Messiah, doeth. He said, I want to tell you something. Now, I want you to continue the things that I say. If you continue in that, then you are my disciples. Continue in my concepts and precepts. Why? Because the words that he spoke, they were spirit and they were life. And everything that is in the scripture, it is spirit and it is life. And so man can't follow it because he is so unto the carnal nature of his flesh. That's why there must be a conformity. We must be transformed. How? It's only one way. The mind has to be renewed. I don't have the same mind I had yesterday. I don't want that mind I had yesterday. You want the same mind you had yesterday? When I wake up in the morning, I want to be renewed. I don't want the same mind that I had today, I had yesterday. Tomorrow, I don't want the mind I had today. Look at how the mind has been spotted today. Look at the things that have spotted your mind. Is that Yahweh? We need the pure mind of Messiah. And the only way you're going to get that mind, you have to let it. You what let is, it is to permit with the willingness. You let that same mind that was in Messiah be in us. We allow this carnal mind to take its root, its strength every day. And it denies the purity of Yahweh's truth. I warn us all, you're not going into the kingdom. That's the truth. You're not his. You were never his. We must, it is one thing about a steward, it must be first of all found in a steward that they must be faithful. To who? To him. Our commitment is unto him. And my commitment is unto him. I'm committed unto the Father. Because I have no other hope but the hope of Messiah. And I just can't call on Messiah without recognizing the Father. And I got to go beyond just Abba, Father. I got to call him by his name. For that name is Abba, Father. That is the only Father. That's why you can't call no man Abba, my holy, precious Father. And so his name fulfills the ramifications of his very power as a Father. As a Father.
We need to understand that. I want to read a few scriptures. I truly have no set direction. I'm not on some mountaintop to preach tonight or to speak. And we speak forthright and deal with the hearts of Yahweh's people. And there are some things I don't directly deal with in issues, but I will deal with them. You cannot go beyond what Yahweh commands us to do. I don't care who it is. We must do what He says, if He is your Father. I want to read this in 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Isn't that a tremendous, amazing thing that what man does, what man will do? You know, they will say that they believe the story of the birth of Messiah. They will begin to gather in their pagan festivities. They have already begun. You go to the stores, they're filled with the pagan gods, the pagan Santas and all of those pagan gods, the pagan fallen angels, things of that nature. And they literally will almost crucify you if you don't believe their doctrine. It is a false doctrine. They have no legitimacy of the proof. And there was no way that Messiah was born in December. It is the celebration of the solstice of Mithra. And Thanksgiving and all of those feast days are included into that. Man in America, we just do it in a different form. And it is the birthday of Mithra. And yet man will incorporate these pagan things into what they call Christianity. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be called a saint. You always say to me, I would tell men that I'm a saint. They say, you're not a saint. You can't be a saint. And I would show them what Scripture would say. Well, what that doesn't mean is you. I said, certainly it does. It's talking about me. And that's what I am. We're children of the Most High. We're sons of Yahweh. It does not yet appear what we shall be when we see Him. We're going to be like Him. And they hold fast to their pagan doctrines and their lies. They're flat out lies, what they hold fast to. And yet the truth of the Torah and Moshe, the books that he wrote, the first five, he wrote them. He wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. He wrote all of those books. And yet they will say that they believe in Moses and not in the writings. For he wrote the Father's name. And they are accurate with what Moshe said. It comes with the Father's name. They say, well, that can't be. And so they want to call him this pagan Jehovah. He's not a pagan Jehovah. Yahweh. That's who he is. And his name has kept its enunciation. It's the corruption of man. They have polluted it. That's what they have done. What father, please tell me, look at what these ignorant men say, what father doesn't want his son to acknowledge him? Sure he does. That's why father will name his son after him. David Roberts. My name is David Roberts. Who's your daddy? David. I said to the Dale's son today, I said, where's your papa? He says, right there. I said, who is that man? He says, Daddy. I said, what is his name? He said, Brother Dale. Now afterward, he called him Daddy. But the first time, he said, that's Brother Dale. I said, who is he? He said, that's Daddy. I said, no, what did you say at first? Daddy. I said, but he's my what? He's brother who? Brother Dale. Now that didn't offend that daddy back there. If anything, it ought to give him a little goosebumps and a little feelings. Sure. He knew exactly who his father is. He saw two men then, he knew who his father is. And I know who my father is. How? Because Messiah gave me that assurance. He did not come in a pagan name that was given unto him by this wicked generation. His name was given by his father.
His name did not come by way of translation. It came by the transliteral name that the Father gave him. That's how the Son's name came. So man did not name him. He sent the Melech to Miriam and said, he's coming. This shall be his name, and it shall identify who is with man.
Who? God? Lord? No, my friend, that Yahweh is with man. This world is full of gods. It is full of deities. It is full of diviners. The world is full of that. It is. But there is only one that created all things. And a God must have, this is what a God is. All gods must have a begetting. Did Yahweh have a begetting? And he has no end. He has no begetting. And he has no end. And all gods have a beginning. How do I know that? There's one sure thing in Scripture lets me know that. There's a God of this world that had blinded the minds and the hearts of many. And at least the power of this mighty truth will shine through, and that they shall believe and be delivered. And so that God had a beginning. Yahweh has no beginning and no end. He is the beginning of beginnings, which with him is no beginning. In simple word, he is simply, he is. There's no other way to express it. He is. And every God, you can search history, every God has a beginning. All the gods, the Greek gods, they all had a beginning. Yahweh was not birthed by the gods. He did not come forth by Zeus. And what are the goddesses? Aphrodite. And all the gods in Greek mythology, they came by birth. And Egyptology, they all came by some form of birth, but not Yahweh. For he made them. They are the fallen ones that have fallen from the mercy of Yahweh. And there is no repentance for them. They shall never be delivered. And they cannot find deliverance or any salvation at all. That's why we can't deny him. You can't. Scripture says, I want to read a few scriptures. It says in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 5. David says this. He says, and of all of my sons, for Yahweh hath given me many sons. He had more than one. He had many. He said, all of them precious to me. He said, Yahweh hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And David gave instructions unto Solomon. And David said unto me, Solomon, and Yahweh said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts. Why? Yahweh says, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. He says, moreover now, I will establish his kingdom forever. And he tells us how the kingdom is established. He said, first of all, he must be constant. You understand that? There must be a strong desire and effort. He must be constant to do my commandments and my judgment at this day. Are we truly constant to do the commandments and the laws of Yahweh? And to do his judgment? He said the power of that kingdom established forever, that Solomon must have a burning desire to do all my commandments. He must keep righteous judgments in the courts. And Solomon moved away from that. And the kingdom
The kingdom of Yahweh, his kingdom, Israel, was pillaged and brought low. And that is what is happening in this hour. Because Yahweh hath not established the heart of these men that rule at what we call the courts of Yahweh. You understand what the court of law is? It is to bring judgment. It is a court of jurisdiction. It is to establish the right statutes and the right laws. And man has moved away from the laws and the righteous truths of Yahweh. They've gone about establishing every kind of God there is. And they all have names. It's a part of this ecumenical spirit. That's what it is. The Baptists have their own God. The Methodists have their own God. The Pentecostals have their own God. The Holiness have their own God. The Seventh-day Adventists have their own God. The Lutherans, the Episcopalians, they all, the Catholics, they all have their own gods. Black people have their own gods. Caucasians have their own gods. Jews have their own gods. Hungarians have their own gods. They all have their own gods. But there is only one mighty one. And he is the father of all those that he has chosen. Chosen. He chose Solomon. David had many sons. But that was the one he chose. And he knew his heart. And he knew how to establish his heart. But he had to be constant in the laws of Yahweh. And that is why our hearts are not established much with love and truth today. For we are not constant in the laws, the commandments of Yahweh. We are constant in folly and frivolity and sin. We love the pleasures of that. We will laugh at folly and enjoin ourselves with folly. But when it comes to those things that bring judgment and swift reproof to our hearts, we have disdain for that. And we will fight against those things. The things that correct us in the way of Yahweh, we fight against that. And we go about to establish our own righteousness. That's what this generation has done. They have forgotten the righteousness of Yahweh. And they have gone about to establish their own righteousness. And they establish their own righteousness today. The Baptists establish theirs. The Hindus have theirs. The Muslims have theirs. Everyone have their own righteousness today. And they go about because they have forsaken the righteousness. What is that? The laws. The righteous truth of Yahweh. And they feed this false lie to the folks that these things are not important. They are. They're vitally important things. I believe that every word of Yahweh is pure. Not some of it. But every word. Now I know what these conniving scribes have done. And these deceivers of men. I know what the false prophets and the false teachers and the false instructors have done. I know what your own false instruction has done to you. Has led you astray from the truths of Yahweh. Led you down a path of error. That you're doing things that are right in your own sight. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. Everything he does, I'm right. But Yahweh says, I ponder the spirit of the man. I see what's in him. I know what's in that man. I see it. When a man removes his thoughts away from Yahweh, and that's what this world is doing. He's drawing the thoughts away from the pure things of Yahweh. I don't care who it is. Television, the cares of this life, natural family. They don't cause us to be drawn unto him. They cause the heart. And they do everything to draw your love away from him. Say what you will. They don't promote him. No, they don't do that. They promote sin and death and corruption. And that's the truth. He said, Solomon, you must be constant. Do you understand what a constant is? It's always as strong as there. It's just like a machine that runs constant. It keeps the same beat. 67 revolutions a minute doesn't miss one. 67. Now 67 and a third on time every time. Shoot, 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 constant. And it keeps that constant motion. Never giving up. Never slowing down. Never going too fast. It keeps that constant motion. You know, this is a generation, sometimes you're up, you're down,
That's what sin does. That's what an unbalanced way does. You begin to lose focus on Yahweh, you become very unbalanced. You don't believe that? Well, then close your eyes and try to walk and see how your balance is. When the darkness of sin began to set in, you become very unbalanced. And that's the truth. If you don't believe me, try that. Try. There's an exercise I do. I do this. I want to show you.
I go that way. I can do this. But you got to do it. I do it for an hour like that. Now try closing your eyes and doing that. So why are you going to miss the step?
And that's what we have done. We have missed the step. We have missed that vital step. What is the step? Well, we ought to step out in faith. Believe what he always says. It's not how you feel or what you think. It's what thus saith Yahweh. And so without faith, we can't please him in scripture. It takes faith to please the Father. Without it, it is impossible. Faith is a new thing. Faith is a new thing. It just started when Messiah came aboard. You sure? Scripture talks about men of faith in Hebrews 11, doesn't it? Barak, Jephthah. Were those men in the old covenant? Every last one of them. Every last one of them. Women losing their children. Wandering through strange places, no certain place, but did they have faith? They had a greater faith than we have today. Because they trusted your way. And so without that, you cannot please him. We are a generation that loves to please flesh and our emotions. I believe, saints, I'm telling you all, that we don't govern our hearts. And the way you govern your heart is by allowing the Spirit of Yahweh to judge it. He must judge it. If you don't allow him to judge it and establish your heart, the preparation of the heart, Yahweh prepares every man's heart. See, he must prepare it with truth in order to receive the truths that are profound that takes you from faith to faith. And that faith actually brings us into the presence of the Father. And the enemy does everything he can to dismantle that. You believe what he says? You trust that? No victory there. Moshe had faith. He did not enjoy the pleasures of sin. And that's what sin is. It's nothing but pleasure to the flesh. And it is. And I will not tell you it is not. Sin brings pleasure to the flesh. And folks love to make pleasure in their flesh. He says, I will establish your kingdom forever if you will be constant to do my judgment, commandments, and my judgment as this day. He says this now. Now therefore in the sight of all Yisrael, the congregation, that is the call out, the set apart, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the ordinance of Yahweh, keep and see. For all the commandments of Yahweh, that ye may possess this good land, and leave it to be an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou that Yahweh, know the Yahweh of your father, or the father of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart. And with a willing mind, for Yahweh search all hearts and understand all the imaginations of the thought. He warns Solomon here. He says this, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he said, I will cast you off for a period of time. He meant what he says. And Solomon forsook him. He went after strange gods. He built altars. He married wives that he ought not to have married. And Yahweh cannot lie. He said, if you forsake me, Solomon, I will forsake you forever. I will cast thee off forever. That's forever a short period of time. It means what it says. He says, take heed tomorrow. He said, listen to me now. For Yahweh hath chosen thee to build a house for the tabernacle. He said, be strong and do it. The instructions of Yahweh, as he spoke these profound truths by the heart of David unto a man that he had chosen. Don't cast me away. Don't turn your heart away from me. Because if you do that, then I'm going to cast you away. And you will know you're cast away. This is a generation that is walking in such deep darkness. It doesn't even know it's walking in darkness. It is a generation that is so filled with this religious spirit. It doesn't even know that it's bound for hell. Without any hope. None whatsoever. You cast off your first love, Yahweh. He's going to cast you off. You can cast off your first love. We must love truth. We must love truth, saints. You must buy the truth and you cannot sell it. It is one thing you cannot sell. It is freely given, so you freely give the truth. Because that is the only power that makes a man free from anything. Man can be bound in the chains of prison. But if he has truth, he's free. He can be bound in a place that is so barren and separated from every kind of living source it is. But if the man has truth in his heart, he's free. He is free. And whom Messiah makes free, how? Through the witness of his Father, that I come to testify of the mighty one that made you. And you're free. And you're free indeed. Because the Father has sent me to bring great deliverance and salvation unto you. For salvation is of Yahweh. And it belongs to him. He must establish our hearts. It must be done by his order and not by our ways. It must be established by the judgment of Yahweh. And he will establish the hearts that way. And he must establish your heart that way. Moshe said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 9, I will read. He says, Yahweh shall establish thee an holy people. For who? For himself. As he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy Father and walk in his ways. Now how could he establish them to be a holy people unto himself? They have to start by keeping the laws and holding forth the truth. Our hearts are not established because we don't love holding the truth in a pure conscience. We hold the truth in a seared conscience. And a conscience that is not pure. And so when we hold that truth in that kind of a mindset, then we will do all things against the truth. Do you not know that he has trusted us with one of the greatest riches upon the face of the earth? And that is truth. You can't buy truth with money. You can't buy with those things. You can't buy with your great wealth and riches. The only way you're going to buy truth, there must be a love in your heart for it. And you sell everything that your flesh is willing to offer to abandon that truth. You sell it out. You curse that flesh and destroy it by the power of Almighty Yahweh. We have not done those things. There are things in the people of Yahweh that must be destroyed. You must curse it by the roots. And I want to tell you, my friends, that Yahweh is not playing with this generation. He is not doing that. And he is not going to allow us to do what we want to do. We must do what he commands us to do. And if we don't do what he commands us to do, then woe unto us. Look at the statement that Zophar made unto Job, chapter 11, verse 13. He says, if thou prepare thine hearts, you establish your heart, you fix it, you secure it,
He said, and stretch out thy hand toward him. That's what you must do, saints. You must open up your heart and say to the Father, I need you. And you stretch forth your hands toward him. Now you think that Zophar was talking about some strange deity here. He knew who he was talking about. He said, you stretch forth your hand toward him. He says, now if iniquity be in thy hand, put it far away. And let not thy wickedness dwell in thy tabernacle. Don't let your wickedness dwell in the house. We're no more our own. We have been purchased with the price of Messiah. He says, for then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast. And then you should not even fear. So when a man establishes his heart, or he prepares his heart to please Yahweh, and he lifts up his hands unto him, and there is no iniquity there, that man will not fear. Do not fear what man can do unto him. He will not fear his circumstances in life. This is a generation that is overtaken with fear. Fears everything. He fears everything, has reverence for everything but Yahweh. I'm determined that I'm going all the way. I am. I'd rather obey Yahweh than to obey man. If his word is truth, this is the security. It is the security of my soul. Nothing secures our soul like that. And so if a man has iniquity in his hands, he better fear Yahweh. If he's bringing a sin offering unto him, he better fear him. That's why most can't do that today. They can't lift their hands. You know, Yahweh simply tells you to do that. He wants us, he would have been everywhere, lift up holy hands. Pray. It's not a feel that you get to do that. You just do what he says. You're the military, do you obey what they say? You do what they say. Do you have to march in the same order, the same sequence? If I'm marching, if they say left, right, left, you're going to be right, left, right? No, you march in the cadence. Everything is synchronized to the command and the order. So our lives must be synchronized to the commands and the orders of Almighty Yahweh. That's why this is a very weak and sickly generation. Many are sick, and many are dead because we have done things that are not righteous before the Father. And we have taken hold to this body of Messiah, who we ought not to have taken hold to it. And I'm not talking about the little Passover bread that we eat. I'm talking about taking the word of Yahweh and handling it with a corrupt heart. And not allowing the word to judge the inward parts of our own hearts to correct us. Saints, we walk in the tilt of hypocrisy. If I tell you one thing to do, what the scripture says, we don't obey that. And if I'm doing something different than what scripture says, then what authority, what anointing is there? That's wrong. That's just like a mother telling her son, you shouldn't smoke. Daddy telling this boy, don't ever do drugs, boy. That sure is nice. And he's watching his father do that. That is hypocrisy. That is you trying to correct someone and you do something that is totally different. And you doing the same thing you're trying to correct him for. That is the tilt of hypocrisy. And so that's why there's not much strength today. And the bodies and the minds of people today, there's such farness that it is somewhere most people today, they, as the old saying when I was growing, they're on cloud nine somewhere. Minds are not close to the Father. The mind is not set on the things that are above, heavenly things. The affection is not upon the things that are above. It's on things that are earthly and sensual. It's on the things that are up. Our minds are not given on to those things that bring us up in a spiritual realm. But we truly worship the Father and bless Him. And the reason why? Because we've allowed everything to establish us. Our emotions, our feelings, except truth. Scripture says that a king establish the kingdom by judgment. That's the only way he establish a kingdom. The first thing he puts in order is judgment. Can we not see that in Iraq tonight? The kingdom is desolate. It's the kingdom of renegades. Because that was one thing that Saddam Hussein did, whether we liked him or not. He established the kingdom, first of all, with judgment. And he judged the people. Swift retribution. Well, Pastor Roberts, he was an oppressor. You know, it is one thing about the hypocrisy of this nation. It is a wicked nation. I was reading today how that Mr. Bush, how he has, since Clinton left office, actually the budget has gone up 37%. And so what they do as the Republicans or Democrats take charge, they're changing rules to fit them. So Mr. Delay there in Texas, Senate rule says, if a senator is charged with a felony charge, whereby there is a sentence imposed of at least 2 years, he must abandon his post. So the Republican says, we know that he's going to be charged. We're going to change the rules. We'll change the rules for him. That's the hypocrisy and the wickedness of a government that is not established by the laws of Yahweh. And so that's what they do. Whether it's the Democrats or the independents, they all do the very same thing. Because the heart of man is very deceitful. It's wicked. It's corrupt. It is. It's a very deceitful thing. It's enmity against Yahweh. Why? Because it doesn't love the laws. It doesn't love the law of truth. It doesn't love the things that Yahweh commands it to do. It takes pleasure in everything but what Yahweh commands the heart of man to do. I want to express a few verses in Revelation. I want to read this. It says in Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. Listen to this. Shaul write unto the saints of Ephesus, he says, this I say therefore, and I testify. Anyone has that Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17? It says, I testify in who, if you have a KJV translation. In who? In who I testify in your way that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. In what now? In the vanity. You understand what vanity is? Worthless. Without any value at all. And the vanity of your mind. He says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yahshua through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Now this generation and this people, their understanding is darkened. And they are alienated, they are set apart from the life of Messiah. But is that life of Messiah? That life in Him, that fulfilled purpose of Him by Yahweh, have made us free from the law of sin and death. That we don't have to walk in the law of sin and rebel against the truth of Yahweh. And this generation, their minds are dark to that because of their ignorance. This is an ignorant generation. This is a sottish people. They're willingly ignorant. That's what a sottish people are. They're willingly. And they willingly disobey Yahweh. Saints, when you get to that point, you better begin to fall on your face and cry out and pray. Diligently. You better cry out. I want to close with this. It says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, it's a generation that cannot hear. The heart is not open to perceive and to discern the things of Yahweh. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. This is the statement unto the saints of Ephesus. And he always says, I want to read one verse, and that's verse 7. You can read it. But he warned that assembly that he had something somewhat against them. He said, there's something against you that I have. You have left your first love. For that was a love for the truth, he says, your hearts panted after that truth. But you've left that first love. And he warns them. He said, now I tell you in verse 7, he that hath an ear, only those now, that have ear. Let, and that is to permit, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies, and to him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh said, I have something somewhat against you, because you've left me. Why? He commands us to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength. And there's only one way we can show our love to him. It's not you saying you love him. That doesn't mean a nickel's with a fat's back and hawk's grease. That's just like a wife saying to her husband, I love you, and she abandons him. A mother saying to her children, I love you, and she leaves them. A mother saying to her children, I love you, and she turns them over to Molech and Molcham. This world is very aggressive. There's a very subtle power in this world today. You better arm yourself with the word of Yahweh. Shatan has transformed himself into a Melechim of light, and he looks righteous. And that's the truth. Even his ministers appear to be righteous. Those that you love, they appear to be righteous, don't they? And they don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. Your sons, your daughters, your mamas, your daddies, your kinsmen. I love him. I love him. Why? Because I want to obey him. He says, you that hear what I say, you that overcome. He did not say you were going to overcome. He said to him that overcometh, you that have the ability to overcome this, only you will I give to eat of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of Yahweh. Now, every one of these assemblies had a dysfunctional spirit. And we ought to identify ourselves in these that we need to hear above all things. He says to Smyrna in Revelation 2:11, and they had a problem with fear, because he said, I don't want you to fear the things that you shall suffer. You should be cast into mighty tribulations and things of that nature. But don't fear that. And this is a generation fear what man can do unto them. They fear the opinion of man and man's conversation, but yet they don't fear what Yahweh says. He says in verse 11, he that hath an ear, same spirit that speaks, listen. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. You must hear. If you intend to overcome, you must hear today. And in that hearing, it prepares a man's heart, because he speaks judgment, truth, laws, and ordinance to our hearts. And we must obey him. We can't abandon what he says. We can't forego what Yahweh says. We must eat the whole book. And it's a bitter book. We truly eat it in love. It'll be sweet in our bellies. Make our souls fat. He says unto Pergamos in Revelation 2:17. He says to that assembly, I even know where the spirit of darkness is. I know where the seed of Shaitan is. And the seed of Shaitan is in your natural lineage, in your natural mind. That's where it's at. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. He said, but the only thing that you have in Pergamos, some of you, the only thing that helped you, one thing, you have not forsaken my name. You have not denied it. You have not forsaken my name. You have hold fast to my name. And he says to them in the verse 17, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth. Not a spiritual name. He's going to give us a name that emanates the very power of Yahweh. But you must have ear to hear. That is one thing that David, as you always spoke unto Solomon, he say, hear what I say. I will establish you, your kingdom. I will prepare your heart, but you must walk in my statutes and be constant in my laws and my commandments. We must, saints. We're people that's up and down. We're hot, we're cold, we're lukewarm. And he doesn't want that. He wants you to be hot. He wants you to be sincere. Don't even play with him. As that storyline goes,
Don't play with God, fool. Don't play with Yahweh. You want a toy, get a toy. But don't play with the Father. He says in Revelation 2 and 9, unto the city of Thyatira, there was a spirit of Jezebel. This Jezebel was controlling the spirit whereby she had produced an order in the midst of the assembly that had produced such wicked and corrupt works. Yahweh said, I'm going to kill the children. I'm going to lay that whore in the bed of affliction. And that's what he's done. He's laid this whorish assembly, those that say they love him, in affliction. He allowed your flesh. You can't even, the people today, their minds are so twisted and tormented and so racked today. You know, I say to my wife, I says, as I was talking to Brother Dell today, I said, brother, you know, son, I said, I believe that Yahweh intended for us to live 70s, now actually 125 years. Now, if we can't die before our time, Scripture says that, we're given to much foolishness. I said, you know, I believe Scripture, and I'm going to do those things, what Scripture says. You always will, then I will run this course. I want to be alive when Messiah comes. Those that are alive, they are blessed to endure the trial of affliction. And the world is going to destroy the hope and the love for the things of Yahweh. Those that are alive, be blessed. That's what Scripture says. Everyone is not going to be alive. But I believe there are things that we can do. And that is not to be given over to this foolish world and the things of this foolish world. Scripture tells us, be not given to much foolishness. But die before our time. And Yahweh means what he says. She don't die before our time. Don't give ourselves over to much foolishness in our behavior, the way we act, the way we eat. One thing that when we sow things, our bodies shall reap those things, saints. You sowed it as a young man, you are going to reap it. And that is no doubt about it. Whatever this thing soweth, it reaps it. Now we can ratify that, but that sowing the same seed, but we will reap it, saints. And that is the truth. That is the truth. As we have watched brothers go on, then that ought to give us understanding and a greater awareness of what this faith walk is all about. We're not ready. We always say we're ready. You're not ready. You're not ready. As those said, you're not fit for the kingdom. And hell is not going to vomit you out. It's going to receive you. And so what Yahweh does, he gives us a period of time of judgment. Like he did Israel. He put them in the wilderness, not for 40 years. Because of their sins, they stayed there. And because of our sins, we have not progressed from Mount Nebo to the summit. We have not gone from the base to the summit. We're still at the base. And you don't go to Kilimanjaro just to go to the base. You go to Kilimanjaro for the summit. That's what you do. They go to Kilimanjaro to set a base camp. But they want to ascend to the summit. To the pinnacle. To the top. That's where you go. So we want to get to the top. To the mountain of Almighty Yahweh. I do. He says unto the assembly of Sardis, as he said to Revelation 2:29, he that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. And as he says unto the same assembly of Sardis in Revelation 3:6, isn't that something? Because he reminds us of the same thing. You have ear, let your heart be established by hearing. He said, let us hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says, as he says to Philadelphia in 3:13, and also to the assembly of the Laodiceans. And in this assembly, he said, you're neither hot or cold. I would that thou be hot or cold. Because you are lukewarm. And they were lukewarm. And this is a lukewarm generation. It is the truth. We think we're going to get by on our own prowess and our own strengths. You're not going to do it. I'm saying to us tonight, saints, as we allow the word of Yahweh to penetrate our souls, that we may hear, that is what establishes our hearts. I could have gone a different way and used scriptures that deal with establishment and the preparation of the heart. But first of all, it starts with hearing. And you cannot establish anything unless you begin to hear. You must hear the mandate of the one that established, do the establishment that prepares the heart. And when you can't hear Yahweh, you can never be prepared. And this is the generation of people that cannot hear Him. Why? Because we have hardened our hearts and our eyes have become so blind unto Yahweh because of sin. And sin causes darkness and it brings a blindness to man whereby there's no ability to see. And this is a generation that can't see far. That's why we need our eyes anointed with the eye salve of Yahweh. That you can see. You need that anointing. You can see beyond your natural peripheral and see into the spiritual realm. And what the Spirit does, what it does, it always reveals. You can never work on me until you work on you. You can never work on me until you work on me. And that's the problem. You must work on me, must work on me. Yeah. You can do that. Me must work on me. You can never work on me unless you work on me. How do I know? Because the works were done in Messiah. He pleased the Father in everything He did. He did. And so the works were finished. That Yahweh's works were done in that body of clay. And the only way you're going to work on me, you must work on me. You got to work on yourself. The only way. That's the only way. The only way that a mother or father can establish a tremendous strength in the home, they must be the living source of those laws. And the children must see that. They're hypocrites if they do it any other way. It has to be done that way. A mother saying to a son or father, don't drink, and they're drunkards. A mother saying to a son, you need to be saved, and she's a hypocrite. A daddy saying, boy, you sure need to get right, and he's a false daddy. How can that be? It cannot be. Cannot. So it begins with those things between that keeps that thing in place. Hearing. We must be able to hear. That is to perceive whether it's of the Father or it's not. And I want all you all, if I don't speak by the Spirit, flee for your souls. Don't come back. Get out of this place. This is a hell hole. And I don't take that back. As I speak by the Spirit of Yahweh, or I speak by the spirit of divination of devils. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It's one or the other. Will you speak partial truth? Why, this is the spirit of divination. Spirit of the devil. Yeah, the devil. May Yahweh bless you, give you peace and strength. Understanding may touch your hearts. May give you hope. And the truth. I'm determined, as the old folks would say, to make His kingdom my home. I'm determined to do that, saints. I won't capitulate for anyone. You know, you may not receive the truth. You do your own thing now. It's in your hand. But I won't capitulate. No, I won't. I won't change it. For no one. Not for anyone. And whatever way, what thing you sow, you must reap that as well. And that's the truth. I'd rather obey Yahweh than man. What man? Well, the hidden man in my heart, I'd rather obey Him. Because in that, you're going to find His comfort, His strength, and His peace. You're not going to find it another way. You disobey Him, you're not going to find it. I don't care where. Folks are searching everywhere to find Him. They can't find nothing. No truth at all. None of His love. No power. They're blind. Folks leading the blind, and they're falling in the ditches, in the sin, into hell. I say this to folks, and I say it to all y'all. It's one thing that people do. The first thing they do, all the folks that even left these communities, now I don't blame them for leaving Walter, what they've always done, they've gone to what they call their families. And they have not produced any fruit, any strength at all by going to them. Death, hell, rejection of Yahweh, they fall back into the same cauldron of sin. The television, they're eating their sin, their daughters and sons given over to hell. That's the truth. Sad. May Yahweh give you peace and strength. May He bless you. Keep your hearts refreshed. I'm determined to make the kingdom my home. And I'm pressing all the way.